unlock this door with the key of imagination, which someone carelessly left hidden underneath the doormat. After jiggling the handle for a few minutes, you prepare to enter a state of sound, a state of sight, a state of mind. Actually, not so much sight, because this isn't a visual medium, but certainly of sound and mind. You're entering a world of both thought and substance, of things and ideas, and ironic twists that sometimes just don't make sense. Prepare to enter the Xylite Tone. Pending your condolences, Adelaide, 2006. Presenting Billy D. Daniels, entrepreneur, VIP, the toast of Wall Street, on a four-week vacation after suffering a nervous breakdown that resulted in several companies going bankrupt. Mr. Daniels has decided to take a walk down Adelaide's scenic Arundel Mall, but little does he know he's about to embark on a less-than-scenic walk directly to the Xylite Tone.
Wow, Arundel Mall! Dear God, the mall balls! That Ben Folds song was right! Surely it was gods who built these balls. I simply must get a picture. Strange. I can't seem to see my reflection in these balls. Maybe if I take another photo from a slightly different angle. No, nothing. Oh, I know. The mall balls are just a little dirty. I'll just polish the side off a little here and...
Arrived overnight by naval vessel, Betty Fisher, Roman senator by day, exotic dancer by afternoon, community radio host by night, and in bed by 3 a.m. Like Billy D. Daniels before her, Betty Fisher is on a one-way non-stop express trip to the Xylite Tone.
What a beautiful day. Hey, what's that in the mall's balls? It looks like someone's reflection, but then there's no one around.
My balls!
Maybe if I just...
New character. Clark William Harris. Humanoid, landscape architect, compulsive bedwetter. Mr. Harris is on his way to meet his high school sweetheart, Leanne Rimes, at the Arundel Mall Balls, a popular meeting place in both Adelaide and the Xylite Tone.
Phew, I'm early. Just waiting for Leanne.
God, I'm trapped. Oh, please. You in the picture. Come on.
My God. There's people trapped inside the mall's balls.
Hey, you help me out. Come on.
Don't worry. I'll find help.
Hey, watch out for that truck.
What have we learned here today? The danger is all around us. What happened to these people could happen to any one of us. The moral of the story? Stop taking photographs of yourself in the mirror, like all those people on MySpace and LiveJournal. Because just like Billy D. Daniels, Betty Fisher, and Clark William Harris, you just might find yourself at the receiving end of a special delivery from Ironic Headquarters, Little Rock, Arkansas, sent express and en route on a journey through the Xylite Tone.
Please let me out! Jesus Christ, this is terrible! Hey, what's that? That sounds like Celine Dion music! Oh God! Oh no! I can't take much more of this! Hey, I wonder how much air is in here.